Welcome to ESL RPG. On this week's episode, looking through the loot, returning Marcello, and finding Bob Jr. Listen to the end for bloopers.
Executive decision here. We're going to keep walking until 3 hours before nightfall. Then we're going to set up camp, and while we're setting up camp, I'm going to go off into the bushes, scavenge for some fresh vegetables, maybe some fresh meat. While I'm at it, Vince, I'll text you about that.
All right.
And I'll use the 3 hours that way. And then we can get some sleep for the night and then continue on towards the town.
Well, at this point, you guys really can't get to a town, per se. But there are,
We're heading toward the next town.
Yeah, but that's a couple days away. That's a day and a half travel. So you'll be getting there the next day. But there's like mile forts and rest areas all along the way. And those rest areas, they always, like, between each town, you have like, you have multiple rest areas. And each town, they send out guards to each rest area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got two guards from one town, from Whitehall, and you got two guards from the next town. All three forts are stationed, but with two guards per city from each city, so.
Oh, we're actually camping at a rest area?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want.
Okay, if there's a rest area like that, let's look at the clothes first before we get to the rest area. So we can see if we want to take anything off of the guy before we turn him into the guards.
Okay. Well,
like a good idea.
You find that all of his clothes are magically sizing. So if you take them off, they revert to their normal size of 8X. And then whoever puts them on, they just magically size to perfectly fit. All the clothes are ever dry, so you can jump into a body of water and come out completely bone dry.
It's Hulk pants.
Seriously, Hulk pants. On top of that, all the clothes, they feel lighter than what they should look. They look like, you know, leather pants, but when you pick them up, they feel like cotton. They just feel very light. So it's nothing, you know, huge, but...
It's fancier than standard clothes by a long shot and very magical.
Yes.
Does anyone want to take these off of him? Maybe wear them themselves or sell them in the next town or...
Worst case scenario, set, clean them up and sell them.
Alright. I'm adding one set magical clothes, one set anti-bedwetting underwear. And now, naked body of mugger.
Ew. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys can just throw any clothes on him and just say, hey, here's a dead mugger.
Who's got the raddiest set of pants?
Yeah, I'm going to throw one of my sets of clothes on him. I can get another set for like 2 copper or something. Actually, no. My clothes are a bad idea. I am giant. Does someone who's closer to his size want to lend their clothes?
I'll ball too, Drake.
Sure, you can take my clothes.
Dave, give me a straight wisdom check.
Okay,
Somebody just roll a 1.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You remember nothing. I was worried to see if you remembered that you have a change of clothes for one of your grandchildren about his size.
Nope, I do not remember that.
Long story short, you guys get the rest there. You turn in a body, and one of the guards there tells you that he was actually on a list of, you know, the top 20 most wanted.
Ooh!
And gives you all 30 silver. 30 silver in the group. You guys look around and you realize these travel forts are pretty safe, you know. Occasionally you get the petty theft, try to grab and run, but there hasn't been any murders, there hasn't been any serious crime other than the occasional purse snatch. And even the purse snatchers, 9 out of 10 purse snatchers, don't make it out of the fort with the person had.
Okay. If we're camping at the rest area or near the rest area, should we look through the backpack?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look through the backpack. Let's see what bags I grabbed from the merchant, or from the mugger.
All right, so...
I'll bring out whatever I found that was in the bushes. It hasn't even told me yet.
We'll continue. Tomoyo's gonna sleep.
Okay.
Alton has taken a vow of silence for the day.
All right, so you have found 6 platinum.
Ooh.
10 gold, 23 silver... Something called Drift Globe.
Drift Globe?
Drift Globe.
Drift Globe.
Spell it?
DRIFTGLOBE.
I'm just gonna write down Drift Globe.
Yep. We don't know what that is.
How many drift globes?
One.
Okay, just one. Okay.
Four sending stones.
Okay.
Carrie got two potions, one of hill giant strength, and one of stone giant strength.
Ooh, okay. Drift globe. Got it. Drift globe. If you are within 60 feet of it, you can speak its command word and cause it to emanate the light or daylight spell.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Once used, the daylight effect can't be used again until the next dawn. You can speak another command word as an action to make the illuminated globe rise into the air and float no more than 5 feet off the ground. It's a hovering flashlight. Mm-hmm. And the sending stones, if I remember right, that's you concentrate on someone holding another one of them, and then you go to where that other sending stone is, maybe?
I was going to use cast a sending spell covered in another barrier.
Oh, remote communication, okay. A sending stone could be used to cast a sending spell targeted at the bearer of its pair. Okay, and the sending spell is... Okay, they're walkie-talkies. Hand radio. Yeah, two-way radio. Yeah, you activate the stone and the person holding the matching pair gets a message, you speak into it. Oh, but only for short messages and only once per day. So you can't use it again and again and again and again and again all day.
Oh, well.
Okay, that's... Huh. Usually they're an item for level 11 characters, usually. So, cool.
Like I said, the treasure dice like the hell out of you guys today.
We are in level 2?
3. The important point is we have those items now. And seriously, the mugger did not carry any weapons?
Shh, I knew I was forgetting something. He has a +1 short sword.
Oh, what?
A +1 short sword. He also has a hand axe, or hatchet rather, and a couple of crossbow bolts. Quiver 20.
Okay, a quiver of crossbow bolts. Do you need more crossbow bolts?
Yeah.
Okay, add 20 more crossbow bolts.
Oh, and he also has 2 daggers.
Also 2 daggers. Just normal daggers?
Just normal daggers.
Eh, might as well take the daggers. Daggers are 1 gold apiece. Okay.
They're also throwable, so, you know, a sudden range weapon if you need it.
Tell you what, let's hold on to the daggers for our thief, because I think he might very well end up using those.
Sounds good to me.
Short sword.
I'd like to reach for the globe that Bob is carrying.
Oh, the daylight? The daylight one?
Globe? Oh, the drift globe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both.
Hey, Armin.
That's up to you guys.
Yeah, I'll cross the drift globe off my sheet. You've got it. Actually, you know what? Our bard might want that hand axe. I'll add the hand axe for Bardy. And the +1 short sword's probably going to go to our rogue, just because I don't think anybody else actually uses short swords. Well, you could use short swords, but I think you're fine with your great axe. So, after camping for the night and my own bit of preparation before the long rest, we then continue on to town.
So basically you get back everything you've used and then half of that again. So I'm not sure how much you've used. Wait a minute, that'd be more of a weight thing, wouldn't it?
No, I've... Hold on, there are still people here who don't know my secret stash.
Secret stash that I know about?
It's the secret stash that you out of character know about, but I doubt you in character know about.
Yeah, I probably do not in character know about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the town. It's not quite as big as Whitehall, but it's
Wait, what's the town name?
This town.
Is named This Town.
We shall call this land...
This land.
I think we shall call it your grave!
Ah, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal!
Anyways, this town.
Call it Three Rivers.
Escanaba.
Escanaba?
Escanaba.
Okay.
Call it Escanaba.
Okay, Escanaba. All right, here we are in Escanaba. Yeah, and I did send you one last message, Vince, but no worries about it.
Okay, then.
We spent the night at the rest area and then hiked from the rest area to the town. Mm. And now that we're in the town... Hey, anybody around here know Marcel?
Well, he's a farmhand. He's probably from a farming area in the town, so you should probably look there first.
Yeah, no, but I'm asking everybody in the town. Anybody who can hear me.
Oh, okay.
You get some surly old drunk. Try the cleric temple.
Cleric temple? Thank you. Let's head to the cleric temple.
To the cleric temple.
Hey, anybody in here know Marcello? Farmhand over in Whitehall?
The minute you walk in, you get an acolyte walks up to you and hushes you because, no, they're in midday prayer.
I don't understand anything that's going on here. Like I said, do you know a Marcello from Whitehall?
His family lives on the other side of town. Yeah, something happened to Marcello.
All right. I walk away, clatter coming from my sack over my shoulder. Because I still have a sack of bones over my shoulder. And I walk towards the other side of town where he was pointing me towards until I get to farm area. All right, does anybody around here know Marcello who went off to Whitehall to be a farmhand and stuff?
One of the people look at you says, yeah, we know Marcello. What'd he do this time?
Oh, he died.
Again?
What do you mean, again?
Again?
You folks aren't from around these parts, are you?
Nope.
Nope.
Well, Marcello's known for being kind of a troublemaker. He doesn't usually, you know, he doesn't hurt people, but he does stuff a mite stupid sometimes. You know?
So, what exactly do you mean by he died again?
Every couple of months, Marcello does something stupid and gets himself killed. And he usually gets revived and then gets a good beating because he was stupid enough to get killed again. So Marcello dying, like, you know, the sun will rise, the water is wet, Marcello will die.
Okay, well, if you want, you can try reviving him from this, and I pass the bag.
The guy opens it up and says, great. What did he do this time? Why is he bones?
As far as we can tell.
So yeah, there were these kids that they put a sigil on the side of the barn, and the sigil opened up a portal into the plane of hell, and it brought for all this hellfire and demons and stuff, and I guess Marcello maybe got caught up in the hellfire, either that or he got caught up in the barn itself. Caught fire, and he got burned, and then he got brought back by some from that hell dimension, hell plane thing, and then he went racing off after a kid, and we kind of killed him again.
See, I would have just said wrong place, wrong time.
So he tried to get into hell.
No.
That idiot.
No. The kids were trying to... Well, the kids were actually just trying to play a prank on the farmer, but, that prank ended up making a portal to hell that brought fire to here.
So he was playing a prank and got caught up in it. Okay.
No, the kids were playing a prank, and he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Ma'am, I guarantee you if Marcello was there, he had something to do with that prank. I don't know what, but I guarantee you he had something to do with that supposed prank.
Well, maybe we can ask some questions after he gets revived.
Probably a good idea.
It'll be a while. His parents are currently on a trading trip, so it'll be several days before they're back.
You know what? I don't have time for this. Y'all have fun. Take care of these bones.
Okay.
If you see the guy you're talking to, you see him just right on the bag. Marcello, idiot, death, hell. You see him literally walk over to a corner with the bag, drop it in the corner, and walk away.
When When you do revive him and wake him up, tell him that after he goes back to the farm to get his job back, tell him he should drop by the bar in town and, what's the name of the bar that we've been staying at the whole time?
The Drum.
The Drum. Yeah, you tell him to talk to Jeb and see if he can get his job back. After he does that, tell him to go in town in Whitehall, go to the Drum, ask for Bob, because we got questions for him.
Okay.
And we go back to Whitehall.
That's about all I had right now.
That wasn't even what you had. It just kind of got sidetracked.
That's... I've learned just to have a loose plan and let it get filled in the rest.
Okay. So, let's see. We get back to Whitehall and...
Oh!
What?
Sorry, Vince. I forgot. While we're still in this town...
Mm-hmm.
I should ask about Bob Jr.
They look around, and I guess you're still at Marcello's family home. You see one of the adventurous-looking youngsters say, you know, I was back and forth between Whitehall and here, and I did hear rumors of people talking about some kind of skeletal beast, but I never saw it. As far as I know, none of the guards here have seen it.
Well, the guards here have seen it.
They say that, well, the guard I talked to said never came to the gates.
Never came to the gates, huh. Alright, on the way back, let's ask at that rest stop as well.
Alright, well, you get to the rest stop, and they tell you that they heard rumors. They were told that a raging bull was coming this way, but they saw it, but then they just decided to, well, bushwhack, so they didn't have to worry about it.
Wait, they saw the bull?
They saw the bull heading towards them, and then it veered off into the woods, and then just started taking off.
Let's track Bob Jr.
Okay, sounds good to me.
I want to find Bob Jr., absolutely. Which way did he say go?
They point you north. Say, there's a little footpath about halfway back to Whitehall. You'll see a footpath that... It leads to a pasture. That's the last place we saw when he turned that way.
Let's go, guys.
Let's go.
Well, that rules out looking for cow paths, so...
Yeah, no, that's not going to be a way to track.
Yeah.
We're going to look for bony footprints. Hoof prints.
Nature?
Nature or survival?
Well, either one will work. I'll give it to either one.
Okay. Do you guys want to help?
Oh. Yes. I'll help find him.
Nature. Oh. 18. 12.
22.
And you guys all together, you do eventually figure out, okay, there's just, you know, holes in the dirt. Let's follow those.
Following.
Yeah, eventually you find the pasture and the footpath leads to, and you just see Bob Jr. eating. Or at least trying to eat. He's grazing, and as you see he's grazing, and the grass is just moving through his bones. And then he just, you see it kind of pulling out of his stomach, but he continues to eat anyways.
Bob Jr., Daddy's here!
I'll walk over to pet Bob Jr.
Me too.
I'm not freaking touching that thing.
He looks at you guys, just kind of huffs a little bit, and then goes back to eating. Or at least pretending to eat.
He thinks he's eating.
Happy bowl. Here, Bob Jr., I think I got some food in my pack too. You want to try some of this?
He looks at it, and he just kind of goes back to the grass.
Okay. Trying to scratch behind his ears and also get a rope around his neck and everything else for animal handling. I rolled a 20.
You successfully wrangle him without an issue.
I love you, Bob Jr. Now let's go back to town. I guess maybe we should take a stop by the mages, get them to check you out, make sure you... ain't had any sickness or anything like that during your long time in the wilderness. You didn't get any fleas, did you?
It kind of cocks his head at you, Hap. Kind of, he doesn't understand. He sees your mouth moving, but it just, it looks at you like you're trying to speak low, but just aren't doing it right.
And even if your word doesn't have ears, it can't hear you.
You can speak bull.
Yeah. What do you want to ask him?
Let's talk to him and let's have him be our friend and come with us and adventure with us and everything else.
Okay. Bob Jr., do you want to come with us?
Where are you going?
Whitehall?
Yeah, back to Whitehall.
Yeah, we are going to Whitehall.
Mm. And we're going to go to the mage. We're going to go to the mages with the wizards and have them make sure that he's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will there be food?
Oh, of course. Anytime you travel with me, there's food.
Yeah, you can be.
You can eat.
You can eat anything you want if you come with us.
Okay.
Let's go.
Now I'm going to have to make a companions page. And I'm going to have to find a skeleton bull to make a figure for Bob Jr. Although, come to think of it, he probably will not get good at combat until a long way later. But either way, while we're still here, let's take him by the mages, get him checked out.
We'll end it with this. As you get back to town, you walk into the mages' guild and you find that they were actually waiting for you, and they had sent runners out trying to find you guys because they needed your help with something.
Oh?
And they tell you that they did some digging into what caused the sigils, and one of them tells you there should be a very evil book somewhere that needs safeguarded and removed from circulation. And it's
private. Not the bull, the book.
Oh, the book. Uh-huh.
It's the book that Corgan has, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. And actually, when you guys get back, you are meeting with the head of the Mages Guild now. He is a 200-year-old elf, and you can tell that he's a young elf, but you can tell that he is a pretty high-level mage. Like, with his pinky, he could kill all of you if he wanted to. That's how high-level he is.
How cute. I'm going to say this right now because I think I know who might be holding it, and I know exactly what he would say about it. How much is it worth to you to have this book found and destroyed?
Oh, no, we don't want to destroy it. Destroying it would be worse than using it.
All right, how much is it worth to you to have it found and returned?
Oh.
I'm going to say right now, a guy motivated by nothing but gold is the guy who probably has it, so think of a very high number.
Dave, roll a strength check.
Strength check?
Roll a d20 and add your strength modifier.
Okay, is this about how much I can carry?
This is about staying on your feet if you get hit in the chest with a bag or something.
Okay, 8.
You fail. You suddenly find yourself on your ass with a very, very heavy bag suddenly planted square in your chest. And the guy goes, it's worth that much.
Alright, you count this very quickly and get it off me.
Yeah, I'll help you.
And you, how dare you throw something that heavy at a senior citizen?
You're Goliath. You're supposed to be able to take it.
I'm still 80 years old.
It's essentially 7 balls of raw magic, and he tells you it will give you either 1 +2 weapon or lots of money. And it is 1 ball of energy per group member.
Okay, 1 ball of energy per group member, and that either gives a +2 weapon or a whole lot of money, which I'm guessing is money somewhere in the thousands of gold pieces.
At least hundreds, at least several hundred gold pieces.
Okay, tell you what, you hold on to this for now, we're gonna wrangle the guy who has the book.
Yeah, I'll carry it.
No, not you. The the mage guy, because seriously, giving us cash before we give him the book? I realize it's worth a lot to you, but gotta do business, man.
I'm a mage, not a merchant, man. I wish you do a good bone for Koi, I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
Wait, I am the very model of a modern mage's merchant, man. Anyway, so... Oh, yeah, before we go back and get taken care of and everything, can you take a look at Bob Jr., make sure he's healthy and everything?
He looks at you and says, it's a skeleton. What part of an animated skeleton is okay in any sense of the word?
Well, he's a nice animated skeleton. He's just the kindest little guy you've ever met, and as long as you keep him fed, he's happy. I just want to know if he's healthy.
Roll an active perception check.
Active perception?
Yes.
Okay. 16?
He's eating the drapes.
Bob Jr., no! Eat this.
The mage just kind of shakes his head and looks at the rest of you and says, do you all realize your friend is toting around a dead cow?
Yep.
It's a dead cow.
I know.
I cover Bob Jr.'s ear bones. Don't you listen to him. You're just as alive as I am.
That's debatable. No, we're aware. I think it's, you know how there's some diseases that affect senior citizens? It may be one of those things. I think they call it dementia.
The mage speaks in a very archaic form of Elven. Like, you want that your, maybe your mentors will speak in.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite sure of everything, but the general gist you get is that the elder maid is asking, what the heck is wrong with this guy?
Sir, that would take too long to list.
Well, if you children will excuse me, I have some preparations to do to take care of, some things to prepare. When you find that book, return, and we will discuss your next steps.
I'll tell him an ancient elder. Just do me a favor and tell my friend that his cow is as healthy as a skeleton cow will ever be.
No, you guys need to leave the cow here, because if you walk around the cow with the cow, you're going to scare people. You don't want to scare a harbor town. There are so many fires and people who will just happily murder the thing. So might be a good idea to leave him here until you're ready to head out of town.
Good idea.
Well, how much of that do you tell to me?
I will let you know that on the mage's suggestion, we may want to leave Bob here because we don't want to freak everybody out and get a mob with pitchforks storming our door. We can pick him up when we go to, or when we bring the book back to the mage's guild. There we go.
You mean pick him up anytime we're heading out of town and drop him off here anytime that we come back?
Essentially.
Do you promise to keep him well fed?
Just nod and smile.
Yes.
Alright, let me see what kind of stable you're going to be keeping him in.
Go get the book.
Hey, I'm not leaving until I see that Bob Jr.'s in a nice place to sleep.
He points to a hay pile down in the stable, in a stall by the stable. Says, that's where he'll sleep.
Alright.
It's the mage's guild. Everything here is high-end.
Can you do your talking to animals trick one more time?
Yeah.
Alright, now, Bob Jr., Daddy's going to go away. And he's going to come back sometime. Anytime we're back in town so that other people don't get scared, we're going to take you here. But anytime we go out of town, we go together, okay? Can you tell that to him?
Okay.
The cow just kind of accepts it and lays down on the hay pile.
Bob Jr., we are leaving you here for now, but we will return to take care of you. So... can you wait with them for a while? They will give you anything you want to eat, drink, so please.
All right. On that note, I think that is all I had right now, so it wasn't much, but...
Okay. Also on that note, since I think it's been something like 4 days about...
Yeah.
Maybe 3 days or so. I recommend that you message to Jeffrey and Ryan and see what they were doing for 3 days. I thought we were only leaving them alone for an afternoon or something.
3 days alone.
In fact, we probably told them we're just leaving you alone for an afternoon or something, and then we disappeared for 3 days.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Not yet.
Thank you for listening to ESL RPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan. And now, bloopers!
Hooray, beer!
Yeah, you might want to not do a cold shot.
That works. I don't need to record this. 1 second. Let's stop the recordings, Vince.
Okay.
So, really? It is 9 in the morning. How are you this awake? We never awake this early.
Because there's something else going on and we're not paying attention to him.
But yeah,
if you remember right, he did this the entire last one too. No.
He's Greg. She's Erwin.
You're Bob.
I'm Bob. Jeffrey is Corgan. And Ryan is Shagrat. And Karen is Raina. Yes, dear. I smell. It's hot. Wait, why did I not say that in character? Anyway. I really should not have started recording just yet. No, I don't care. I can just delete it when we start. Besides, that'll make a perfect blooper.
I never pull up the category I need.
Looks like Legos, man.
That little one's up on the car bag.
This is what I was just talking about before the official recording, dear, about us having a conversation that we will do next session, but that all of us were here to have last night, basically. Okay. Including you.
I see.
You need to start adding the names in as you.
Yeah, I should.
Marcello, if you're even.
Finally, it lets go of the skull and takes both of your nuts.
I'm sorry, I know what I said about everything with radio discipline. That was just, that sounded really dirty. So are you going to tell us, because we don't speak squirrel?
And my wife walks away right then.
Congratulations, you killed us all. I love vicious mockery. Because this is a podcast, Karen, what are you doing?
I'm trying to remember how to roll damage on this stupid thing, that's all.
But what is the stupid thing you're doing exactly?
It's the same thing I did last time that you explained to me how to do then, and I completely can't remember.
Oh, Thunder Wave.
No. When I hit him with the stick.
Oh, Shillelagh.
Yeah.
Okay. You're moving right next to the dead body, which I'm going to turn around because magnets pull bodies in weird directions.
They do. I need to get cool stuff put on my staff so I can smack people.
How much damage was that? Either way, Erwin, you're up! Would you like to shoot him? Would you like to spell him? Would you like to bash him in the face with a mace? Dresden?
Rift Globe? I have no idea. That's what the dice say you got. Well, if you want junk, you're going to have to give him some time.
There are other numbers, D4. Okay.
Six.
That's not a D8. That's a D20. That's a D8.
Sorry.
All those bags in the middle of the road are going to be in my backpack.
Do we add anything to the die?
Yes, your perception check.
Ah, down here.
Yep.
Zero.
Okay. So, no, not plus anything.
Okay.
Well, I do not know what school anti-bedwetting belongs to, but... My clothes will be perfectly fine. They fit everybody. Secret messages are secret. Gordy wants to play.
He did this all last game, too. I don't know what it is.
I think he thinks that's what this time is for.
I think so.
Mommy and Daddy are downstairs, so that means tug-of-war while game is going on.